Good morning. This is Oswald Somm, your host for Family Matters, brought to you by Men Are Part of the Solution. MAPS provides counseling services to individuals through our Healthy Relationship Program, as well as providing transitional housing services through our Phoenix House programming. And I'm very happy to welcome Michelle Nickel, who is our guest today. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
Michelle is the director for MAPS, and I have a whole bunch of questions for you, and I know Michelle has a whole bunch of answers, so we're going to get this going right off the bat by asking, Michelle, please provide, what are some of the main services that MAPS provides?
Well, MAPS provides a counseling service to men. Although we take the lead on domestic violence and anger issues, we also provide counseling on stress or any issues that men identified and need to talk about with regards to having a healthy relationship. The MAPS Counseling Service is a therapeutic program that's been recognized by the Department of Justice in Northern Manitoba.
Yeah, you know what? And it's very interesting when you mention that. I know that whenever people talk about MAPS, we tend to also include the whole issue of domestic violence in there. But the program is actually open for any guy who wants to come and see you and just spend some time to deal with any stress issues, any anger issues. It doesn't really have to do with as much with domestic violence as it does with just having a healthy relationship with their families, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they can just come into the office self-referral. They do not have to be referred by the courts or, I guess, any other agency. Self-referral is probably a better way to come in my opinion, because that tells me the man wants to come in and talk to us, take responsibility, wants someone to listen to them. That's probably a whole lot better than justice system saying you need to go into counseling.
Yeah, and it is a unique program, because I believe the Healthy Relationships Program, that was actually design in-house, is that correct? By MAPS, by yourself?
Yes, it is. So the MAPS, I guess I should go back to the reason what my role is with MAPS. I was hired by the MAPS board as a director and a therapist, and the men, for the men, and my main goal was to provide counseling to men who wants to talk. They do not have to be referred to the agency, as you just said, or courts. They can walk in as self-referral, as I just said. And over the years, we noticed more and more men were couch surfing due to a no-contact order. As the need arise, I brought this information to our board as we decided the transitional house for men was needed on two folds. One, for those who were homeless, for whatever reason that deemed them, and two, for those who wanted to live in a sober environment to reset or restart their lives. This program was modified to work on addictions, healthy relationships with whomever the client identified as who was important to them, such as spouse, children, employer, etc.
And it is also a unique program in that it deals specifically, actually, and we are we'll be expanding, we'll be talking about the women's transitional services, but it is unique so far that historically is dealt strictly with men. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So in saying that, what got you involved in MAPS in the first place? To actually become a male counselor, because I, from what I understand, there's not a lot of female counselors in the field that counsels men.
Yeah, this is a good question, because I had to sit down and write a couple of notes on this one, because I knew you were going to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought about is that over the years, I have worked in the hospital as a nurse for 13 and a half years. I went back to school. I did my second and third degree, and I was hired on at Thompson as a child welfare specialist, where I did a lot of work with women and children. When I was approached to apply to the position for MAPS, my first response was no. What could I offer men? Most time I don't even understand them. However, as time went, I realized that as a woman, I could do some good work here if the men were open to discuss their fears, feelings, and dreams, to have their family back, and to being part of the solution instead of the problem. So for many years, men were taken out of their homes, nowhere to go, or couch surfing, or being homeless on the streets. And again, if they were given the no-contact order. So I guess the real reason is that there was a big part of me that believed there is really good men in the world who wants to stand up and fight for women and children and their families. They, of course, are our husbands, boyfriends, grandfathers, fathers, brothers, and sons who believe in healthy families and reunification of families. This job has been my best move. I respect the men we support, and they respect me, I believe. It is a privilege to sit and listen to the men who come to our office. Their experiences are very real, and like women, they also need support that is non-judgmental, especially when life has been challenging. I have worked over a decade in this business, and as a woman, I am very thankful for working with MAPS board and clients. And I can honestly say there is no other place I would want to be. I actually love my job.
Oh, well, that's great. And you know what? A question that I have is that how do men relate to you as a counselor and as a female versus, say, if they were being counseled by a male counselor? Like, what do you think there's any change in those dynamics between them seeing a male counselor versus a female counselor?
I think when I was first hired by MAPS, that was one of the challenges, because there was also a male who had applied for the position. And I think the board itself was undecided on who would be the better person, the male or the female. And what we quickly realized is that, you know, men communicate and communicate better sometimes with women. Not all times. Some men will prefer males. But most cases, there seems to be a better relationship between the female counselor and the male counselor.
So what would you say are, from the men that you've counseled over the years, and I know many of them will have their own unique challenges, but do you see any broad themes in regards to what some men are challenged with that come see you?
Relationship issues?
Mm-hmm.
Financial issues, which normally ripples down to relationship issues, because if they're having financial stress, then they're having relationship issues. Communication, getting anger, getting very angry, frustrated in a situation, the inability to communicate.
That's interesting. So many of the men that come to you, really many of their challenges are those that many people would have.
Absolutely.
In everyday life, right? So, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think at times there may be a perceived stigma for men who feel that they need to go see a counselor, that, you know, how would people think about that? But from what you're saying, a lot of the challenges that men have that come to see you really are ones that could, you know, many of us could relate to.
Yeah, men are reluctant to come in first, right? They have this fear that they're going to be judged. They have the fear that if they disclose information, that the person receiving their information is not going to understand them. Then they have another fear that, you know, when they start showing emotions, they're going to look weak. Men of masculinity is very real, and it's very real in counseling. Men come in, they trust the counselor. They show different types of emotions. And I guess that's probably one of the really important things.
Interesting. Yeah. And we are talking to Michelle Nickel, who is the director for MAPS, Men Are Part Solution, and we're discussing the various programs that MAPS provides. So, Michelle, talk about one, the program, the Healthy Relationship Program. I know one part of that is things like anger cues and stress management. What are some things that you can provide as advice to just anyone out there in regards to what are some ways that they can help manage their day-to-day stresses?
Okay, well, you know, what I say with the guys that come to our office, especially in a group, I go through some of the things that we need to look at. Because what I've noticed is a lot of people get angry and frustrated with what's going on in their lives, and they just don't know how to deal with those feelings. So one of the very first thing I ask them to start to recognize is what we call anger cues. And anger cues is signs that your body shows you that you're not good with the situation. So, for example, a person could be tapping their foot or feel very flustered in the face, knowing that, you know what, I'm not good with what's going on here. That's a cue to say you need to get out of here, right? I always recommend to the guys, if you identify that with yourself, eventually you'll get good enough that you'll be able to identify that with other people walking in a room. So you don't find yourself in a really bad situation. You can actually recognize other people's anger cues and make a decision whether to stay or leave.
That's very interesting. So a large part of this is just really finding out more about yourself.
Absolutely.
And once you find out about your stress self, why you do certain things, that's half the battle right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in saying that, is there certain things when they recognize that they're getting stressed, is there certain things that they can do to help de-escalate that?
Yes, and that would be what I call the timeouts.
Okay.
So the timeouts would be, you know what, I've identified that I'm not good with the situation, so I need to leave. So the first exit door, just leave. Mm-hmm. Stop what you're doing and leave. I always tell people, no matter what, whoever's around, if you're not good with the situation, just leave. Some people have said, well, you know what, I'm in a no-bedroom apartment, a bachelor apartment, and I just have a bathroom, and my partner will stand up by the door so I can't leave. So I tell them, go to the bathroom. Hmm. You have a bathroom, right?
Yep.
You know, lock the door. That's your way out. That's your safe place. Because the timeout gives you the space to de-escalate. Because at that point in time, you could be really angry and say something you'll later regret. So it's a good time to take the time out and get away from that person if they're making you angry.
Excellent. Thank you. Great advice. So talk about another one of MAPS service, the Phoenix House. What are some of the reasons why men come to access our services at the Phoenix House, which is the transitional housing?
The Phoenix House was developed because of our current program, the counseling service. What I notice is that the men would come in for the counseling. They would have no contact orders. They have no place to go. They were couch surfing. They end up homeless on the streets. So it was one of those things where I went to the board and, you know, with the discussion with partnering groups, noticed that, you know, if we put a transitional house for men that supported three different things, then this could actually work for Thompson. And what we found out is that individuals who wanted to have a sober living environment was something that we could provide. A safe place to live is something else we could provide.
MAPS provides transitional housing services, known as the Phoenix House. And from what I understand, that service is there for men who are at the risk of being homeless, who wish to live in a sober environment. But also, the more interesting part of it, it also provides in-house programming. So do you want to tell us a little bit about some of those services?
Yeah, some of those services that we provide in-house is weekly group counseling, our biweekly individual counseling. We have weekly AA meetings in the house, and we also have a weekly follow-up AFM program. We provide a life skills training on a weekly basis, and biweekly food and healthy cooking and budget sessions.
And you know what? From what I understand, we have a really good success rate. Over 9 out of every 10 men, or over 90% of them, go on to more stable housing. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, we have a 93% success rate, which is great. The men do well, and we followed up on the men. We know exactly where every man is his that have moved out and how they are doing. So the program, yeah, speaks for itself. The number speaks for itself.
Building on that success, and as some may know from reading the newspapers, MAPS is now going to be going into expanding their transitional housing services to include women. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what the plan is there?
So again, since we've done well with the male's transitional house, which is also called the Phoenix House, over the years I've had people calling and saying, well, why are you not providing a service for women? Well, now we are. The same thing that we've been providing for men, we will now be providing for women in October. In addition, there will be, additional support systems that may be needed for the women, and that's something that I will be looking at. There are some really good programs that will be also attached to this transitional house for women, for when they decide to move out and ready to move out, there will be in a support system for their apartments or new homes, wherever they decide to go.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing that opening. As you mentioned, I know it's something that is very much needed. So for our audience, if you want to find out anything more about the MAPS counseling services or any of the MAPS transitional housing services for men or women, please provide Michelle all your contact information.
Okay, so if you would like to contact, you can apply. You can write a letter and introduce yourself and complete the application form online at www.menarepartofthesolution.com, or you can call us at 204-778-6040. And we are located at 117 Unit B Commercial Place. We are open from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday.
And for those that are not in Thompson, that location is across from the Days Inn. I always refer to that as the old Sears location. It's where your office is. Mm-hmm. Michelle, thank you very much for spending some time with us. And do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, just one more comment is that for those who have not been able to access service due to COVID and that, we have also started another type of counseling, individual counseling through the internet, through Zoom. So people can actually apply online and we can have meetings from wherever you are.
That's great. That's great. And it's not just COVID. I know it's a service that is very much of interest to people outside of Thompson that may want to be able to arrange with you to zoom in and to speak to you. That's really good information to have, because that really does expand the reach of MAPS. So thank you for adding that. And for our viewers or for our audience, thank you again for joining us for another Family Matters show. I wish you all stay safe, and we'll join you again next month. Thank you.